We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us at KMBZ.com for another Person of the Week.
I've often said that in life, you can have all the brains in the world. If you have no luck, it doesn't help you. My number one thing is luck, and I've been unbelievably lucky. There's no man in this city who's been more lucky than I have.
Lucky? After all he's been through? It may be hard to recognize the voice that's choked with emotion, but that's Peter Newman, CPA and host for decades of KMBZ's Moneyline program.
And at face value, you might say, sure, he's lucky. Peter's done well for himself. Nice family, built a successful business. But you understand the irony of that statement when you hear where and when Peter was born.
I was born July 26, 1938. Of course, I was born in Vienna, Austria. And the Germans, when they came into Austria in March of 38, there was no war. It was called an Anschluss. It was a getting together. That's how the Austrians were. They gave up and said, we'll join you.
In the bottom left-hand corner of his birth certificate, there's a small red stamp that makes it clear why it was so dangerous for Peter to be born in Europe in the 1930s.
Everybody who was born Jewish had that on it and clearly identified we were Jewish.
The changes and restrictions in Austria started almost immediately after the Nazis took over.
Both of my parents have a store, household goods, and as soon as Kristallnacht came about, that's when the picture changed because our store, like others, were burned.
Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, when Jewish-owned stores, businesses, and synagogues were destroyed.
Most of us have only read about the persecution of the Jews in history books. Peter and his family lived it.
It was not easy. Groceries were not easy to obtain. You couldn't go just anywhere you wanted. There was no longer synagogues available. You had to get out of there as quickly as you possibly could.
So Peter's father and mother figured they had only one option, to leave everyone and everything behind to escape the Nazis.
To leave Austria and head for Yugoslavia, 225 treacherous miles. And they escaped not by car or by train.
It was all walking, going through the fields once in a while, trying to thumb a ride or get, because you could not go on a train, you could not go on a bus. Exposure meant likely death.
Finally, the Neumann family, Neumann as they were known then, put the hundreds of miles behind them and left the Nazis in Austria for the safety of Yugoslavia. So they thought.
Well, when we got to Zagreb, Zagreb is a very, very nice community, very much like Vienna in a lot of respects, very cultured, and we thought we would be at least safe. Little did we know, shortly thereafter, Hitler again invaded Yugoslavia.
So in Yugoslavia, Peter's luck changed for the worse once again. And once again, Peter and his family had no choice but to try to find safety in another country.
There weren't really a lot of places you could go to. You flipped the coin and said, this is our best shot. And my parents decided that they would go into Italy. But Italy, we were caught.
Peter and his family met the fate of so many other Jews in Europe. And they were sent to a concentration camp called Ferramonti, with one very important difference.
In this particular concentration camp is not what you normally think of when you think of concentration camps. It was the only concentration camp that was a protectorate of the Vatican, so it was almost a luxury hotel, if you will, compared to everything else that had been experienced by so many other of us.
Of course, there would have been no end to the concentration camps and the war in Europe without the U.S. joining in the fight.
But even with the U.S. involved, the Newman's uncertain fight to survive was far from over. Peter's story continues in a moment. Our person of the week survived leaving Austria on foot after the Germans took over.
He survived after the Nazis took over Yugoslavia, too.
But he and his family were eventually caught and sent to a concentration camp in Italy.
But once the U.S. joined the war, it appeared that there might be a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Roosevelt, of course, was never a president who's really pro-bringing Jewish people to America. Never. In fact, many times turned ships away that docked in the States and had to be turned around. He finally gave in and said, I will allow 1,000 people to come to America from this camp, from Ferramonte, because it had just been freed by the American troops. I'll allow 1,000 people to come to America.
Peter Newman is lucky to have survived that trip from a concentration camp in Italy to the United States.
We came on a hospital ship at the very bottom of the ship in a convoy of 22 ships.
And that was not a terribly safe journey.
No, it was not. In fact, it was very, very deadly. There was two or three ships that were actually bombed and destroyed. It wasn't until we were probably at least a third away from Europe that we really felt that we were beyond having to worry about ships being bombed or torpedoed either way.
But at the end of that long journey that started in Vienna was a day, a moment Peter will never forget.
I celebrated my sixth birthday on board ship, and you can imagine what it was like as we passed the Statue of Liberty, and everybody ran over to the ship and said, thank God, we're finally here.
Freedom was finally within their grasp, or so they thought.
So the train comes up to this army camp behind barbed wire, and they said, this is where you will stay while you're in America. So we ended up right again, believe it or not, behind barbed wire. Here we were in the land of the free, but we were rather startled. We thought we were going to have the freedom to go where we wanted to go. We couldn't.
But then national tragedy and a political changing of the guard would change Peter's life forever.
You see, before they could board that ship in Italy and come to the U.S., everyone had to sign a document agreeing to leave the United States after the war and return home.
You think you're going to be sent back because that's what your family had signed on for. What happens?
It was really an unbelievable event, probably the most important event of my whole life. We all boarded the trains to take to Hoboken to again catch a ship to go back to our respective countries. In the interim, of course, Roosevelt died, and thank God Truman became president. Truman put out a decree that said that we will allow these people to stay in America. And they actually brought this decree right on the train and said, here is your freedom.
Peter and his family took that freedom and eventually made it to Kansas City, where he went to school, started his own business, and raised a family.
That next generation, including Peter's son Neil, still feels the effects of what his father endured.
I never knew his side of the family. All I knew was him and his parents. Everybody else has another side of the family, and I don't. So when I was young, it did hit me.
I didn't realize they were all lost.
Yes, they were all lost in the Holocaust.
But Peter says don't ever feel sorry for him.
All I can tell you is one thing. And I say this every day of my life, as I kiss the ground every morning when I wake up, that I'm here. You can't believe the great country we live in. No matter what you may not like about politics or what you may not like about this or that, remember, you're the best any place in the world, and you should thank the Lord that you have the privilege of being an American citizen. Nothing better in this world will there ever be.
If you know someone who should be Person of the Week, let us know. EJ at KMBZ.com or Ellen at KMBZ.com. And join us for news, traffic, and weather weekday mornings 5 to 10 on News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.